Building a business is not easy, but, well, I'm jumping into it anyway because it's exciting and because, well, I think that we really can add value to the group of business owners that we're going to be working with. But I got to tell you, at 67 years old, some people say I'm crazy, but I'm going after it anyway, and I have a team to encourage me. My executive producer keeps me working, and my business partner, well, she keeps reminding me that this is going to be important and helpful to a lot of people. So we're going to give it a shot. We're going to do the best we can and pull it all together. The ups and downs of this process, well, that's going to be the topic for our upcoming The Business of Sales short forms. I hope you'll follow our progress. Hi, I'm Morris Sims, and this is The Business of Sales short form. We want to share with you a practical principle to help you in your business, and we're going to do that by sharing with you what we've learned in building our new business. So please hang in there with us. I think we're going to have to rename this, though. It's going to have to become something like, Building a Business, Lessons Learned. But first, hey, a quick thank you for listening and watching. There's no reason for a podcast without somebody to listen, so thank you. Our main objective is to help you improve your business. I'm a corporate world escapee after some 30, 40 years, and I've been running a small consulting and training firm for the past 7. We're not bazillionaires, but we've helped a lot of clients, and for that we feel very blessed and very thankful. But for right now, let's get into this week's episode. Okay, here's what's going on. I've been blessed with clients that we consult with to help them improve their businesses. I have been truly, truly blessed. My family has been blessed. Financial services professionals who are established in the business have been my clients. Others who are new to the career have been my clients. And even a couple that are second-generation professionals working in their family business for financial services, they also are my clients. So a few years ago, I was approached by a friend in the travel business, and we've been working together to build a training system and other systems for her agency, and frankly, it's shown some pretty good results. I've had the opportunity to work with other travel advisors and travel agency owners as well, and consequently, we're now building a new business to provide services to travel advisors and travel agency owners at a fraction of the cost of hiring me or anybody else to be a one-on-one consultant. The new business is called the Travel Masters Community. It's a membership, and we're going to bring a whole bunch of benefits to travel advisors and travel agency owners, but we'll tell you all about that later on. This podcast series, though, is going to be the story of what we're learning as we're putting this business together. As we're putting a business together and launching it, it's a whole new world for me. It's a whole new thing. So we're going to work on bringing that concept to reality. We all have ideas that float in and out of our brains when we stop to think about possibilities. This idea for Travel Masters came from a consulting call with a great consultant friend of mine that asked about my business model, and I suggested that it might be an idea to think about, and I decided I'd think about several other different models that he suggested, and something that's more sustainable and a model where I can add value to a larger group of clients. And we went on and on, and suddenly I had a shower moment, a light bulb moment. It just came to me. It was like, yeah, okay, let's do it this way. So what's your light bulb moment recently? Do you have somebody to ask you questions to spark those new ideas? Look, I know your time is filled to the brim and overflowing, and so is, and so was mine at the time, but the first practical principle that was reinforced by this experience is simply this. Take time to think on purpose. If you don't stop and just tell the rest of your life to, hey, give me a minute, will you please? Just give me a minute. Then, frankly, I don't know about you, but I was on a hamster wheel. And when you're on a hamster wheel, you might just never get off and you're sure not going to go anywhere. So give yourself permission to take 30 minutes or an hour every week and, I don't know, doodle on your desk pad or your whiteboard. Do some brainstorming. Ask yourself a series of questions about what you want and why you want it. Yeah, that's the clarity principle, isn't it? And the clarity principle, we did that in an episode a few months ago. So you can find it on the list if you want to hear more about that. But you just got to make really sure that you're clear about what you want and why you want it and how you think you're going to get there. If you don't stop and think on purpose, let's face it, you might never get off the wheel. Well, my consultant made me think. My travel agency clients and my travel advisor clients were seeing success in their business. And my thinking became, well, how can I expand this to help a multitude of travel professionals? And the answer became, Morris, start a membership program to teach the important principles that we're working, that are working for our clients, and teach those to a vast number of people who are starving for what you're teaching. Ahaha, grasshopper. How do you know that they're starving for it? How do you know their audience feels the pain and sees the problem and is looking for a solution to the problem that your membership will provide? Yeah, okay, a way old TV show. But anyway, in doing my research, I learned another principle. Your target market needs to know they have a problem and that they know that the problem that they have is one that you're going to help them solve. So is there a principle there? Yeah. The buyer must feel the pain your product will soothe. Let's do that again. The buyer must feel the pain your product will soothe. It's mighty difficult to convince people that they've got a problem that they don't even believe they have. Believe me, go out there and sell life insurance for a little while and you'll see what I mean. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, let's call Morris and go buy some life insurance today. That's really what we need. And rarely does it happen that way. So we have to educate folks. And anyhow, that's a whole nother different story. But I got to tell you, when we started thinking about this and kind of went down that path, I was devastated. And I went down a rabbit hole that, well, I was about ready to throw the whole idea out the window. Travel agencies and travel advisors, like most business owners, see themselves as doing pretty well. And they may not believe that there's anything that they need to do to help them get better, that they're doing the best they can with what they've got. And, you know, the best you can do is all you can do. Well, the idea of doing market research certainly didn't excite me, especially when the answer might be that, hey, this is a dumb idea, Sims. Go find something else. But that's principle number three for today. You have to ask your target market what they need and what they want. All right, so that's it for today for this short form. Real quick summary. Number one, take time to think on purpose and allow your ideas to percolate with brainstorming, however you find brainstorming works best for you. So stop the world and spend some time thinking on purpose. Number two, the buyer must feel the pain that your product will soothe. It's hard to sell a product when you also have to sell the need for the product as well. And number three, you must ask. If you don't ask your prospect or ask your client, your market, and learn about your target market, you might just build a great business that everybody says, man, that's really super, but I don't need it. They have no desire to enter into business with you. So there you have it. Thanks so much for listening. We have so much to share with you on how the Travel Masters community is coming into being. It's not there yet. We've still got a lot of work to do. And all the business concepts and principles that we're learning, well, we're going to share those with you. Oh, and by the way, would you help us if you could? I'd like to meet as many travel agents and travel agency owners as I possibly can. And if you would be so kind as to introduce me to any travel professionals you might know, I sure would appreciate it. Sims.rm2017@gmail.com. Just drop us both a line, say, hey, I want to introduce you guys, and we'll take it from there. But I sure would appreciate it. Thank you. And as always, we're looking for a great sponsor for our show and for the Travel Masters community as well. So if you know somebody that might be a great sponsor, introduce us. Let us talk. No telling what might happen. Thank you very much for listening and for engaging with us. We appreciate it more than you'll ever know. In the meantime, get out there and go make it a great week. Have a wonderful time. And I'll see you again next time right here next week on the Business of Sales short form, Building a Business, the Lessons We've Learned.